Nintendo fans are ecstatic as Nintendo recently released a first-look trailer for its next console, the Switch 2. Fans have already begun to compare the console to its predecessor, the original Switch, and how it was such a big hit when it was released. Humber Polytechnic game programming professor Umar Noor said the original Switch console blew his mind when it came out. "It's amazing to play AAA games on a big TV screen and then pick up the console and game on the go," he said. At that time, there was a big distinction between games you could play on a home console versus mobile games, so I was delighted with how Nintendo focused on portability. However, some good memories have also come along with some bad ones when it comes to experiences with the previous system. And so the expectations for Nintendo's next console are quite high. "We have had to replace a few Joy-Cons in the past due to the analog stick drifting," Noor said. "I hope Nintendo is able to release controllers that are more reliable." Nintendo fan Gianluca Rosso said he felt the original Switch had many good and bad aspects when it came down to the overall experience. "You get those moments where you're having a lot of fun and then there's just a bunch of lag spikes and latency issues sometimes," he said. "The games are fun, the online is bad, the availability is perfect, but the controllers break sometimes. I'm hoping with the Switch 2 all of these problems are fixed." The original Switch console's controllers, called Joy-Cons, have had some ups and downs. Humber ETC, Gabriel Noda. Humber game programming student Matthew San Miguel said he hopes there are improved Euro controls for a better experience with motion-controlled games. "The Euro controls being improved can make it easier to control certain games and opens up a whole new potential for what's possible," he said. "Fans are expecting new improvements and changes to come from this new system that will make it stand out from its predecessor." The released images of the Switch 2 console look very similar to the original Switch, so I do hope Nintendo continues to push the boundaries of gaming rather than becoming complacent, Noor said. "Some fans are more focused on the new features that the new console could bring that weren't tapped into yet. I'm hoping they release more games that are popular on other systems. They have the Virtual Console for the N64, Rosso said. "I'm hoping they get the Wii and 3DS's Virtual Consoles so you can play old Pokemon or Mario games." However, some features were shown in the first trailer that brought some concerns to fans. "My biggest concern right now is the magnetic Joy-Cons. The chip sticking out isn't the problem," Miguel said. "Over time, the more you connect and disconnect these controllers, the magnet is just gonna wear off and it's not gonna stick on." Fans are hoping that overall, Nintendo will be able to bring a new and surprising experience to the table with their next system, as they currently have mixed feelings. There is the argument of, if it's not broken, don't fix it, but I hope Nintendo continues to surprise me, Noor said. "I'm excited to hear about the Switch 2 being released this year, but there are so many games I have not played yet on the original Switch, so I will wait a while before thinking about buying the new console."